In spring last year, the University of Utah was contacted by a family who had received infertility treatments at Reproductive Medical Technologies Incorporated, known as RMTI, in the early 1990s. Recent genetic tests revealed that the couple's daughter was not the biological offspring of her father. The U is now reaching out to others who might have been affected by the actions of former RMTI employee Thomas Lippert. Now deceased, Lippert is believed to have swapped his sperm for others at the Mill Creek Fertility Clinic while he was employed there between the late 80s and early 90s. Sean Mulvihill, CEO of the U's medical group, says they have so far been contacted by 15 patients on their hotline number, and they would like to hear from more.
What we're hoping with this event today is to reach out to those individuals who may be worried, who may have had care at that time, and ask them to contact us for more information, counseling, and if they choose, paternity testing. We do not have accurate records that enable us to reach out to those individuals.
The university is taking responsibility for the investigation since officials have determined that RMTI was affiliated with the U's former community laboratory. The two labs were co-located, shared administrative oversight and staff. Both labs are now closed, and both employed Lippert, who had a criminal record. Mulvihill says industry standards today are much different from what was in place in the two labs at that time. He says all employees now undergo screening and criminal background checks. The U no longer maintains a donor sperm bank and relies instead on national banks.
This is a shocking story to all of us, and we want to make sure that people are reassured that the policies and practices today make it inconceivable the same sort of thing could happen today.
A panel of physicians has been appointed to review information and documentation to find out what went wrong and how many people have been affected. A website, communitylabfacts.org, provides information to the public about the U's ongoing investigation. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.